Good morning. It's April 26th and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. In a stark reminder of nature's unpredictability, up to 160 long-finned pilot whales found themselves stranded on the Western Australian coast near Dunsborough this Anzac Day, sparking a massive rescue operation. The incident not only highlights the challenges of marine animal conservation, but also the community's willingness to come together in times of crisis. The distressing scene unfolded as at least 26 of these majestic creatures perished on the shore. Despite the grim start, a glimmer of hope emerged as a coordinated effort involving government officials, volunteers, and marine experts managed to shepherd the majority of the stranded whales back to the safety of deeper waters. Unfortunately, the victory was bittersweet, with a total of 31 whales losing their lives on the beach. The Department of Biodiversity Conservation and Attractions has pointed out that, based on previous experiences with such strandings, euthanizing the whales often represents the most humane option. This difficult decision underscores the complexity of responding to marine strandings and the importance of expert guidance in these situations. As researchers delve into the cause of this tragic event, they're considering several theories, including the possibility that the whales' navigation systems were confused, they were trying to evade predators, or they were affected by human-made undersea noise. Understanding the reasons behind such strandings is crucial for preventing future incidents. In the aftermath of the rescue, efforts have shifted to monitoring the whales to prevent them from returning to shore. This includes the deployment of ships and a spotter plane, highlighting the ongoing commitment to ensuring the well-being of the rescued whales. Meanwhile, officials are cautioning the public against approaching the whales, emphasizing the need for expert guidance to prevent further harm to the animals and to ensure human safety. This incident serves as a poignant reminder of the delicate balance between human activity and marine life, and the responsibilities we hold in protecting our oceanic cohabitants. As dawn broke on Anzac Day 2024, a wave of solemnity and pride swept across Australia and New Zealand, marking 109 years since the pivotal Gallipoli landing. This day, a cornerstone of national remembrance, now honours not just those who landed on Gallipoli's shores, but all who have served their country in times of conflict. From the shores of Gallipoli to the streets of Sydney, and from the rugged tracks of Papua New Guinea to the solemn gatherings in Canberra, thousands gathered to pay their respects. In Sydney, a significant First Nations march spotlighted the contributions of Indigenous soldiers, a poignant reminder of the diverse faces of bravery. Meanwhile, in Canberra, the National Dawn Service at the Australian War Memorial saw an impressive turnout of over 32,000 people, underscoring the deep reverence Australians hold for this day. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's tribute at the Kokoda Track in Papua New Guinea alongside PNG Prime Minister James Marape symbolised the enduring bonds forged in the heat of battle, highlighting the brutal nature of the Kokoda campaign and the resilience of the Australian spirit. Across the states, from the Northern Territory to Western Australia, and cities from Hobart to Brisbane, ceremonies echoed a common theme: the ongoing relevance of Anzac Day and the importance of remembering those who have served. In Melbourne, the Shrine of Remembrance drew thousands, with a message of promoting and protecting peace resonating deeply. The day was also marked by a recognition of the 25th anniversary of the Australian-led deployment to East Timor, adding another layer to the commemorations. In Geelong, the Dawn Service at Eastern Beach Foreshore stood out as Victoria's second largest Anzac Day event, with the community's overwhelming support for soldiers highlighted by Geelong RSL Vice President Matthew Jack. This Anzac Day, political leaders, military officials, and the public came together in a powerful display of unity and remembrance, reaffirming the significance of this day in the hearts of Australians and New Zealanders alike. In a series of events that underscore the diverse challenges facing Australia today, from security concerns to the digital battleground, Sydney finds itself at the heart of several pivotal stories. Let's unpack these developments and understand their implications. 7 teenagers have been arrested in Sydney, accused of being involved in activities fueled by religiously motivated violent extremist ideology. This arrest highlights ongoing concerns about domestic security and the influence of extremist ideologies among youths. Meanwhile, Sydney's inflation rate has taken a dip to 3.6%, a figure shaped significantly by the rising costs of higher education and housing. This economic indicator will likely influence future policy decisions. The Australian government is actively considering implementing age restrictions for social media use among children. This comes amid a legal confrontation with tech mogul Elon Musk as the government takes his company to federal court over the issue of violent content on the platform X, formerly known as Twitter. This legal battle underscores the tension between digital freedom and the need for online safety. In response to an alleged murder, the New South Wales government is urgently seeking advice on how to revise bail laws, aiming to tighten regulations to prevent further incidents. Additionally, an investigation has been launched into a potential compromise of an elite Fijian police unit by a criminal syndicate, raising concerns about international criminal activities and their reach. Amidst environmental concerns, Woodside's chair Richard Goyder was re-elected. Even as the company's annual general meeting faced disruptions from climate activists. This event reflects the ongoing debate over environmental responsibility and corporate accountability. The Australian Border Force's Marine Unit is currently under scrutiny for allegations of sexual harassment and bullying, highlighting issues of workplace culture and conduct within government agencies. Lastly, Elon Musk's company has enlisted a top Australian lawyer to contest an order from the E-Safety Commissioner, which demands the removal of videos depicting a violent incident at a Western Sydney church. A hearing has been set for May 10th in the federal court, with expectations that the proceedings could extend over several days due to the complex nature of the case. These stories, while varied, paint a picture of a nation grappling with the challenges of modern governance, digital ethics, and social responsibility. In a disturbing trend that has gripped Australia, the rate of alleged killings of Australian women due to gendered violence has seen a significant spike in 2024, with figures reaching a chilling milestone of 26 victims by April 23rd, translating to one woman's life lost every 4.38 days. This alarming escalation has thrust the issue of violence against women, especially in Victoria, into the national spotlight, igniting widespread community outrage and a pressing demand for more stringent legal actions against perpetrators. Victoria, in particular, is at the epicenter of this crisis, with a marked increase in violence against women sparking public outcry for tougher penalties for men who violate family violence orders. In response, women's safety experts alongside Victoria Police are advocating for the implementation of measures such as the tracking of high-risk offenders and the creation of domestic violence offender registers, aiming to bolster protection for women. Echoing the urgency of action seen in the aftermath of the Port Arthur mass shooting, there's a strong editorial push for the government to intervene more decisively. This includes proposals for establishing a register of offenders and tightening bail laws for men with a history of family violence, alongside calls for a national royal commission to delve into the cultural conditions fueling such violence. With April witnessing the deaths of 10 women due to violence, the crisis has prompted an outcry for action at every governmental level. Women's safety leaders are directly urging Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to take immediate steps, while the state premier has committed to seeking out solutions, including the formation of a task force aimed at addressing this dire issue. The collective call to arms underscores a nation grappling with a deep-seated problem, seeking not just immediate remedies but long-term cultural and legal changes to ensure the safety of women across Australia. In a heart-wrenching turn of events, the family of Emma Bates faces the reality that the man accused of assaulting her will not be charged with murder, following an autopsy that failed to conclusively determine her cause of death. Emma Bates, remembered by her family as a woman with a big heart and a proud aunt to 17 nieces and nephews, tragically became the 26th woman to die under violent circumstances in Australia this year. She was a type 1 diabetic who relied on a mobility scooter, and her body was discovered at her home near the New South Wales-Victoria border. John Tawney, the man accused of assaulting Bates, faces various charges as he is remanded to appear in court. This case is further complicated by Tawney's past, as he was previously acquitted of murdering a toddler in 2015. The inability of the autopsy to definitively link Bates' injuries to her death has left her family grappling for justice amidst their grief. In light of this tragic case, police have underscored the importance of seeking assistance for those impacted by sexual assault or domestic violence. As Bates's story unfolds, it brings to the forefront the critical issues surrounding domestic violence and the challenges within the legal system in delivering justice. The community and Bates family continue their quest for answers and accountability, highlighting the ongoing struggle many families face when confronted with inconclusive evidence in the wake of a loved one's violent death. This has been your daily brief in Australian news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.